Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Eleanor. I am coming to you today wrapped in my favorite, coziest sweatshirt. It's a black zip-up hoodie from Mount Absalom's 75th Annual Celery Festival. It is both cozy and a little creepy. So if you want to join me in repping Unwell while being so very comfortable, please go check out our merch store. We have hoodies and t-shirts and tank tops, and also some things that are not for wearing on your body, like coffee mugs, tote bags, and stickers. I suppose you could probably wear a tote bag on your body if you really, really wanted to, but it might be a little odd. So go check it out. All these things are at our website at unwellpodcast.com. That's unwellpodcast.com.
But they hold a rare secret. The roughly 47,000 aspen
Lily,
trees
are, you hearing
are
this?
All
Pando.
Part of a single organism.
What?
It's called Pando.
It's called Pando.
I meant the water. How do you do that?
It's a rerun. What water? God damn it.
Okay. To sum up,
sure.
There's water dripping from the living room ceiling, meaning the room above it has a leak. We can't find any other room in the house with a water problem, so leak must be coming directly from the attic, making that the room above the living room, which we can only reach through the basement stairs because right now what was the basement storage room is now the attic.
Correct. Did that help?
As much as it ever does. Man, with the storm and the dino wolves and everything just creaking apart, the house sure picked one hell of a time to play 52-card pickup.
Oh, you think it's a coincidence?
You don't?
I think the house is confused. What's happening, it's a lot to keep straight. Something's bound to get lost in the shuffle.
Have we been walking down these steps a long time?
Here we are.
Every time I come down here, I feel like it's going to be filled with water. But with the house doing its thing, maybe it won't even be the basement first. Maybe it'll be the first-story bathroom suddenly overflowing, and then we'll have to climb 3 flights of stairs just to... Ah, the attic. All right, deploy the buckets.
Kind of a stopgap solution.
Yeah, good thing we've got more than one bucket. Look who's back.
Poor thing.
Yeah. I feel so bad for the little guy. By now, he's got to have a bird-sized concussion. Wish there was something we could do.
Oh, yeah, that's simple enough. You draw lines with soap.
What?
Bar soap on the glass. You make the lines close enough and the bird can see them. It'll fly away every time. Only trouble is, we'll have to open up the window, apply it from the outside.
Is this a Boy Scouts thing? Birds and bar soap badge?
No. I don't know how I know it. How do I... Where did I... It's in my head. Where did it come from?
Don't worry about it, Wes. The important thing is you know. I'll go grab some...
I can't... I don't... It's in my head. The trouble is the bird sees the reflection of the sky or the trees, thinks it's got a clear path. You gotta let them know gently there's something...
In the way. Straight draw lines with soap, scramble the image a little for them. Ah, the soap can wash away with a sponge, but it won't rinse off with the rain. Simple.
Hi, Uncle Tim.
Hey there, Lily Bell. You okay? Looks like you've seen a ghost.
You were my friend, Wes.
Oh, I bet I was. Nice fella?
One of the nicest.
Hey, if it isn't the Fenwood attic! Oh, looks like you got yourself a roof leak.
Yeah, we're just, we're trying to contain it until the rain clears up and we can call a roofer. Is, Wes still in there?
That spot of floor is really taking a beating. Is the ceiling under it dripping?
Something like that.
Tell you what you do. You get your oldest screwdriver and poke a hole in the wettest part of the floor.
A hole?
Yeah, the point is to relieve the pressure. What you don't want is water pooling in your floor. That could take the whole damn thing down. A little poke now, and you can save yourself a lot of trouble later.
Thanks.
Oh, don't mention it. The house mostly went strong.
Right? It just needs a little bit of help. Hi.
Hey. Are you okay?
Fine. Really good.
Are you sure you were,
I was a handyman named Tim. I think what we need to do is open the window, draw lines on the outside, poke a hole in the floor, and then...
Yeah?
I need to pay a visit to Silas. Don't ask me if I'm sure. I'm sure.
Do you want a ride?
That's kind. I don't need it.
Maybe not, but I feel like I need to drive you.
Lily.
Please?
Okay.
Wow. It's not going to be safe to be a car in this much longer.
Lily, you can go back to the house if you want. I can do this on my own.
Wes.
Yeah?
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
No, I mean it. You have been through so much bullshit. And you had to do it without any kind of a map. Like, every teenager in history has to kind of figure themselves out. But you had to figure out even existing again. And you did a damn good job. You're still Wes, but you're growing up. And I don't know, it's cool to see.
That's kind, but saying I'm growing up is like trying to measure whale song with a teaspoon. Time doesn't really apply to me in the same way, you know?
That's fair. All the same, I really don't think you should do this by yourself.
I think I can do a lot more than I thought.
Still, if you wind up needing an extra pair of hands...
Where are we going?
I figured we'd hit up all the spots where we've seen him. Outside D'Souza's, the Witch's Altar, probably not the edge of town since he doesn't have a reason to be there anymore, but...
He's at the remains of the observatory.
How do you know?
Oh, I knew when we got into the car. I just didn't want to weird you out.
Very considerate. Wonder why he chose the observatory ruins.
It wasn't always ruins. And before it was an observatory, it was a chapel.
His chapel, I remember.
You know, you can wait in the car.
I know. And here I am. Oh, hello, Wolf. Have some pocket jerky. Not loving this turn of events?
Stay away.
Wes? Any insights into what to do about talking wolves?
No. And I don't think Tim knows either.
At least those two are still dogs. Very close. Hello, you two.
Evening.
Evening. Do you think you could get Don and Molly to give my friend some room?
They'll do what they want to do most of the time. It's in their nature.
They could really hurt her.
Then she'll be hurt. What's the point? They all get hurt in the end. It's in their nature.
Forget it, Silas. It's over. Call off the wolves, call off the rain. You don't even know what you want.
It feels as if we've already had this conversation. Back when you were playing detective, young man. What makes you think it will be any different this time?
Because I'm not just me, am I? I'm also... I can be... I'm...
Wes, are you okay?
I can't find him.
You still don't get it, do you? You're like a little bug in a jar with a stick and a leaf who thinks it can see the whole world.
Hi again.
It's you. The old you. Careful, those dogs are real close.
I know, I can see them.
Joey, you're in league with Silas?
I'm not in league with him. That sounds like we go bowling together or something. Bowling is stupid.
Okay, but you just morphed out of Silas like a werewolf, so can we...
You're boring now. How'd you get so boring? He used to be fun, Lily.
Joey.
Where did the new one go?
The new one?
She means Spikes.
Spikes. Yeah, I miss her.
We told her she couldn't come by when the town was infested with wolves and threatening to flood.
If you feel like changing that, maybe you could help us and...
I miss her. I miss her so bad.
She misses you, too.
I miss all of them. I stay here. And fun. And 12. And they grow up. Or they leave. Or they grow up and leave. And I can't stop. I can never stop. I just have to be fun for the next one. Everything is always being ruined. You're ruining it. You're ruining it, and I know you're gonna ruin it again, and I have to stay here and say, hey, let's race leaves in the creek. Let's whistle through grass blades and make up rude songs. Let's make up curses to haunt our enemies, your enemies. It's all I am, and I can't be this anymore.
Things are pretty bad right now, but maybe you can help us change that.
Weren't you listening?
I was. Do you think it's a picnic to always be 16? Everyone treating me like a kid, even when I know that's the one thing I'm not? And even so, I have to believe there's something I can do, something we can do.
No thanks. That sounds like work.
What are you?
You are so funny, Joey.
Hey there. Me?
Hi. Joey, what are we gonna do today? Are we sneaking out to the witch's altar? Are we going to do an archaeologist dig through the guts of that old house on Oak Street? What if we find real bones?
What if we do? There are bones everywhere.
Not everywhere. Not inside octopuses. Octopi. Not inside an octopus.
Everywhere that counts. You live your whole lives on top of someone's bones, and then you always act like it won't be your bones someday, but it always is.
Hey, Joey, can you tone it down a little?
Maybe you're right. Everyone kicks the bucket at some point, but... Okay, so there are parts of us that are hurt and afraid, and fear tells us all kinds of things. This will never be good again, or... There's no point in trying, or your dad will leave you just like your mom left you because maybe the problem is you.
Oh, kid.
But you have to remember.
Remember what?
You have to remember. Things can get better a little tiny bit at a time. You don't jump into the deep end all at once. You can take it slowly, inch by inch, like getting into water.
Whoever told you that is gonna die someday.
I know that. It doesn't mean she's wrong.
She's gonna die, Lily. Forever. Her blood will water the fields and her bones will nurse the maggots. And the maggots will grow up and sprout into flies.
Jesus, she's
just a kid. And her name will be forgotten in the endless drone, and the name of her descendants will be ashes on the
tongues of the maggots of their descendants. Nothing will be left. The earth will be cleansed of all of you.
Who are you?
And only then will the rivers and the lakes tremble and rise, signifying their approval. And only then will the trees and grass grow strong and true. And only then will the birds rejoice and sing their true song, knowing finally that this green valley has been spared the blight. The pestilence, the disease of you.
Hey, me. Are you okay?
Why is he saying all of this? What did I do? What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything. Come here. Oh, okay. Not getting in the way of the dogs. Got it.
They're gonna bite you.
I don't... Dream logic, young me. I think if I stay right here, they won't touch me.
The problem is, you still believe there are rules you can follow that will keep you safe.
You think you can protect yourself from the dire tidings I bring?
Lily?
Hey, come on, Reverend. Is that any way to treat your good buddy? All those walks we went on, remember? And your persimmon brandy. So good. Plus, I invited you to Thanksgiving. Wasn't that fun?
You can name a wolf. You can feed a wolf. You can invite it into your home and tell it the names of all you know. But none of that will make it tame. It will do what's in its nature.
What's in its nature? Right. Got it.
It is not in my nature to protect you. It is in my nature to serve as witness to what will follow when all will get what they deserve.
Is that what you want, Silas?
That word again. I am above wanting. I am beyond wanting. When all is gone, I will remain.
And will you be happy then?
That is not the question you should be asking.
I think I want to leave.
Then go!
Hey, Silas? Are you sad?
Sad is a word for the living.
People leave sometimes, even when they don't want to. You might want to say your piece while you still can. Life is full of difficulties, and you know what they say.
Many hands make light work. Christ, that's loud. It's the water that's the trouble, you know.
The water is the solution.
See, the water, it gets trapped in the pipe. And then the steam, the incoming steam, tries to force its way past that water, and that trapped water bangs around on the inside of the pipe. Makes an awful racket. I used to say, like,
Jacob Marley's ghost.
It's so loud. I can't sleep.
That's fixable, Grant. Just shim up the low end, free the water.
There's possums in the basement. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know how it got so bad.
That's fixable, too. All we gotta do is get rid of their food source and set up a trap.
And what, kill them?
No, just trap them. Move them somewhere they'll be happier. They like sweet food.
We can make them cupcakes.
I don't think they need fresh-made baked goods, babe.
I was gonna use box mix and really skimp on the icing.
Uncle Grant?
Hi again, Lily Bell. You got so tall.
Taller than a 6-year-old.
I'm sorry we couldn't be around. We missed so much. Lost teeth, first girlfriends, graduation.
I know. Things would have been different if you'd been able to stay.
We lost so much time. It isn't right, you know? It isn't fair.
It's fixable. We can fix it. A house will tell you what it needs if you listen. We need to wait until the water shuts off and then catch the damage that's been slowly eating away at the boards.
Catch the rod.
The sickness that's been spreading.
Uncle Tim? Wes? Are you still in there?
The rot that only looks like growth, like life, but instead devours. And we must rip the rot out. Be free of it.
Oh my God, Silas. Now, can't you let them have this one nice thing?
You again. The specter waiting at the border.
I haven't answered to that name in a long time.
You shouldn't be here.
I will follow the will of the one who blooms. And I would call it heresy to suggest things are not as they should be.
What did you do to Tim?
He didn't leave. He can't leave. He is...
Listen, I swear, if you tell me some crap about how Tim is always in our hearts... What did you do to him?
I did nothing. It doesn't work that way. I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything. Why am I... I don't understand.
Still, even now, are you certain?
I was you. Why was I you? I don't... We're not the same. I want to help people. I want to do something about all the suffering and the world, and you kill people.
I must say, you are trying to measure whale song with a teaspoon.
How do you know? Were you watching us?
Have you ever heard the tale of the boy who bore two faces?
Janice?
What?
From Greek
mythology. No. There was once a couple, a pair of young lovers, and their son, the first new child of a fledgling little settlement, they named Albert. At first.
And then he died. We get it.
No.
As the very first child of their brand new town, the people watched him carefully. As they were in an unknown place, they were afraid. And as they were afraid, they soon became superstitious. They told themselves this young boy was an omen of what was to come, of whether the people would suffer or prosper. At every laugh, every moment of patience or grace, the people sighed and nodded. And at every cry, every moment he showed the cruelty that is common in a child, people sighed and shook their heads. Gradually, a strange thing happened.
A strange thing? Here?
Silence. When the child, Albert, behaved in the ways the people considered good, helpful, or blessed, his parents called him Al. When he was contrary, or quarrelsome, or capricious, his parents called him Bert. And as the years went by, without noticing, the people of the town began to do this as well. "Didn't you hear? Al helped me birth the filly's new foal," they would say. "Or didn't you hear? Bert stole a pie from the church bake sale and ate the whole thing himself." Day after day, year after year, he grew to be a man. And still, when he was good, he was known as Al. And when he was bad, he was known as Bert. Can you imagine? Can you even comprehend what that would do to a person? Wondering for the rest of his days who he was. If deep down he was Al, or deep down he was Bert.
What happened to him?
He died, didn't he? Cholera.
Yes, it was cholera.
Shit, Silas, why the fuck did you tell us that story?
What?
What was the moral of that little parable?
Not everything that happens has a moral. In fact, I am reminded of the story of the worst winter.
Are you serious?
First, the ground grew hard and frosty. Then the river froze over. Then the snow fell in piles, in heaps, in something akin to an avalanche. And the people were trapped, shivering inside their hastily built wooden houses, with only the firewood they had gathered that autumn to warm themselves, to beat back the terrible chill. When the spring thaw came, one by one, the little families emerged from their little cabins. Except for one, a clan of eight who were found dead, huddled together before a barren fireplace, where they had frozen, almost solid.
They'd forgotten to gather any firewood.
No.
They were found dead before an empty fireplace. A wood pile as tall as the tallest sun at their backs. Flint and steel and tinder all in place. And though the townspeople tried to uncover a purpose, a lesson, a warning even, there was none. They had simply died. And though the Reverend tried to speak to his God, to bear that godly and divine message back to his flock as solace, no word from the Almighty came. The town was left with nothing, with answers as empty as that pristine and unused fireplace. Why did they receive no answer? Why was there nothing for them? They froze because people freeze. People shrink away, bit by bit, from disease. People leave this earth, gasping for breath. People are cooked by electricity. Their hearts burn out from seizure. And when they go, holy, 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 the darkness hides them, perfect in power. Holy, 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 falling down before thee, which weren't, and art, and evermore shall be holy, holy, holy!
Silas, do you think any of this is news to us? Do you think that we, and I mean Lily and me, don't know how fragile life can be?
Blessed are the tears and the bleeding of the orphaned. Blessed are the weeping and the wails of the widowed. Blessed are the sighs and the cries of the friendless. Blessed are the sobs and the silent screams of those who have had their children, their child, their only child, torn away from them. Torn away from them!
I miss him, Evelyn.
I know.
I miss our boy.
I know.
Blessed are they, for only in that moment can they comprehend the narrowest sliver of the pain and the rage that I have borne for centuries.
How dare you use my mom and dad like that? Call off your dog, Silas. Call them off or I will.
How?
You think I can't? You think I won't be able to figure out how?
The pain and the rage you've borne for centuries. You've had over 200 years to work this out and you're still running around having a tantrum and making everyone around you miserable just because you can? What is that? Fuck parable. Tell me, what happened that made any of this feel worth it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
He's telling the truth.
I cannot think of it. I can only feel it. Feel the violence with which life, sound, movement, warmth was ripped away from me.
You mean you're fucking over the whole town based on a feeling?
Lily, is this the best
way
to...
Do you think you're the only one who's ever lost anything? Do you think you're the only one who's ever been sad? You don't get to make the rest of the world miserable just because of something you don't even remember. Jesus Christ, we're standing in 6 inches of mud because you can't keep it together. Now tell me what's going on so we can fix it.
I can't. I can't.
I know. I always know they'll never come back. They're gone and nothing will ever fix it.
Oh, so you're hiding behind a kid now? Real mature, Silas.
Get it through your head. He's not hiding behind me any more than ice is hiding behind water. It doesn't work like that.
Then how does it work?
You won't listen.
Joey, I drove out in horrible rain in the middle of the night and climbed a hill past angry wolves in order to try to help figure out what's going on and how to stop it. Trust me, I'm fucking listening.
Oh, Joey, help me. It's raining. Boo-hoo.
Joey, grow the hell up and show me Silas again, or I...
Where is he? Where is he?
I don't know, Uncle Grant. I'm sorry, but can you bring back Silas?
Where is Tim?
Uncle Grant, Tim has been dead since the 70s. Now, please.
He's dead? He's gone?
He's here all the goddamn time, Uncle Grant. Can't you just close your eyes and, I don't know, think Silas-y thoughts?
The specter.
The specter at the border. Yeah, please. You can do it. Oh my God. Tim?
Lilybell, are you okay?
What the hell is your timing? You're a handyman, right? Can't you tell me how to repair whatever?
I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. There's no map, there's no diagram, no sense of how the parts work together, and I'm tired.
It takes more out of me than you can wrap your mind around.
Silas, quit fucking around and—
Hey, Lily.
Yeah?
I'm sad, too. I can feel myself starting to—
Shut down like a computer.
Young me, are you okay?
I'm not tired. I'm wide awake. I'm staying up till midnight.
You're clearly exhausted, so why don't—
Don't tell me what I am. You don't know what I am. You don't know because you weren't there.
Then what are you?
The other child knows.
Not a child. Josephine Pratt, 1876 to 1889, tuberculosis. Tim Anderson, 1928 to 1978, lung cancer. Grant Finwood, 1930 to 1996, stroke. Reverend Silas Lodge, 1761 to 1804, murder. Lily Harper, 1985 to present, still living.
How do you know all this? Who told you, Wes?
Nobody told me. I know it the same way you know who I am.
Great. She's gone. He's gone. Oh my God. Can one of you stay longer than 30 seconds?
I think I understand now.
There never was a Bert or an Al.
You're right. It's the same as the rest of his bullshit stories. Okay, Wes, it's just you and me. Do your thing and help.
Is that all I am to you?
Of course not. How can you say that? Silas? Silas, come back and tell us what will end this. Cut the creepy shit, cut the metaphors, and just tell us...
Lily!
Wes, don't leave.
I have nothing more to tell you, Lily. Nothing you'll hear.
Like hell you don't.
There is nothing!
Do not ask me again.
What am I supposed to tell the others?
Tell them the story of the boy with two faces. There's nothing else to say.
Silas!
Come on, Abaddon. Moloch, let's go.
Silas, you can't do this! Give me back Wes! Silas! Silas! Shit!
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Michael Turrentine as Wes,
Mark Soloff as Silas,
Matt Young as Tim,
Dallas Seeker as Grant Fenwood,
Hillary Williams as Joey,
Symphony Sanders as Young Lily,
David S. Deer as Thomas Wesley,
Regina Renee Russell as Evelyn Reed Wesley,
Ella Watts as the documentary narrator.
Written by Jessica Best.
Sound design by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Assistant director, Lauren Grace Thompson.
Recording engineer, Mel Ruder.
Associate producer, Ani Engdahl.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen.
Producer, Haiti Souffrant.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP.
And a huge thank you to our supporting producers from Patreon. Adam Goodman, Steve Diamond, Alexi Feller, Calico Davis, Caitlin White, Megan McLean, Nick Keenan, and Stephanie Cross.
HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee, but not too modest. I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons & Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.